Want to save some money on gas? Yeah, it's a ton of money.
It cost me $55 to fill the tank in my little car yesterday. Yeah. It's a 13-gallon tank, $55 with regular.
Yeah, my husband was like, he came home last night and he looked like a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, it was $70 to fill the truck. I'm like, $70? American dollars? Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Right. Yeah. And it's going to get worse. Yeah. That's the worst part. It's going to get worse.
No more doomsday. This is what you got to do to save some cash. The U.S. national average has just set an all-time high record, $4.10 a gallon, beating 2008's record, up 50 cents in the last 7 days, which is terrible. Let's just move on with our lives. But there's some things that you can actually do to save money during this period. There's some things that you can do while you're driving and some things you can do when you're filling up. Let's start with when you're filling up.
Okay.
First, get your gas early or later in the day. They say that a lot of the gas stations compete with one another. So if they see that the guy down the street is charging 10 cents less, then a lot of times they'll reduce their prices too. So they want to make sure that earlier in the day is when they set those prices and later in the day is when they set those prices. Raven doesn't believe this.
I don't. I mean, I really don't. You make it sound like the 50s where the guy who owns the gas station is out front watching down the street with binoculars to see what the other guy is doing. Everybody is just too busy in regular times nowadays, every day. And the person working there, they don't own the place.
You should never get gas on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The earlier in the week that you can get your gas, the less expensive it is because they're less busy. That's what it says on 100 different websites. That's what it says.
All right.
Here's an argument my husband and I had last night.
Okay.
Don't use premium if your car calls for regular.
Yeah.
So, like, when the lady told me that one of our cars needed the high octane nonsense, the 93, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told her that was fake news and it didn't matter. And then she told me that she works at the car company and I have no idea what I'm talking about. And she was somewhat accurate when she was saying that.
Well, some cars definitely are going to perform better on premium gasoline,
yes,
right? And it can create NOx and stuff like that. Will actually, you know, decrease your fuel efficiency. But higher octane gas, as I understand, burns faster and hotter. So don't quote me on that. I'm not a gas refiner or anything like that. But, I mean, I've been told that before.
All right, these are the things you can do while you're actually driving. I like that we just keep saying what all the experts say, and then Raven just shoots them down one by one.
Because, I mean, what are we talking about here? A cent difference anyways? 2 cents? 3 cents?
This is what you do when you're driving to save gas. Ready? Accelerate gradually. Don't be an aggressive pedal pusher.
Because bad for me.
When you push the pedal too fast, it burns more gas. And Raven, you are an aggressive pedal pusher.
I am.
Yep. Avoid stop-and-go traffic. Of course, depending on where you are in the country, that's impossible.
Right. I mean, how are you going to avoid it, right? I mean, nobody wants to sit in traffic. We don't choose to do that.
Don't ride each other's bumpers because that's when you have to slam on the brakes a lot of times and that wastes gas.
But wait a minute. What about drafting? All right. Now you're blocking the wind for me. This is like NASCAR. So if I'm drafting you, I'm right on your tail. You're blocking the wind for me. I got to get better gas mileage that way, right?
Avoid idling. If you're going to be stopped for more than 10 seconds, you have to kill the engine.
I mean,
seems
really?
Like a lot of work.
Yeah, and then what about your starter?
And here's my favorite. Reduce the weight in your car. The heavier your car is, the more gas you need. We just have to stop eating, guys. That's it. That's because we all got to go on diets. I don't know.
Good luck. I hope we get through this.
Yeah.